halfway through the regular season for the Atlanta Falcons, and they've already won as many games as they did the entire 2014 season. The Falcons have already begun preparation for their next NFC South opponent, the Tampa Bay Bucks, a team that defensive end Adrian Claiborne is extremely familiar with. He was their 2011 first-round draft pick and played with them up until this season.
As far as the offensive line, they're all new besides Mankins, so I don't know any of them. But, I mean, it's going to be fun to see some of the guys I play with, but other than that, it's just another week.
Last weekend, the Bucs defense gave up 24 points in the second half to the Redskins, leading to the Bucs losing by 1 point.
Well, it's the same thing as always. We're trying to play our style of offense, put ourselves in good spots, make plays in the run game and the pass game. But they do a good job on defense. They mix up, they play some two, which you're not seeing quite as much of nowadays. A lot of people are playing that cover three, but they do that as well. So they mix it up, which we'll have to do a good job of seeing all that.
2 years ago, running back Devontae Freeman and Bucks quarterback Jameis Winston were on the same team fighting for that 2013 national championship for FSU. Devontae Freeman leads the league in rushing yards, 621 yards to be exact. The second place person is Chris Johnson with only 567 yards. Freeman also leads the NFL with touchdowns, 10 in total, 9 rushing and 1 receiving.
That's something I share with my offensive linemen and stuff. You know, credits go to them because they doing the most job, the most blocking and the most pounding, more than me. I'm just using my athletic ability and just making it happen. But let's start with them first, offensive linemen, so big shout out to them.
Turnovers and penalties have been huge factors on big plays the past couple of games, and that's something that the Falcons offense will have to keep under control in this weekend's matchup.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, when you turn the football over, it's more difficult to win. There's no doubt about that. I've got to be better than I've been, and that's something that we'll clean up. But I'm not going to lose any aggressiveness. You know, I think in fourth down situations when we're going to have an opportunity, we're going to try and drive it in, and we didn't get it done. But we certainly need to clean up some of the turnovers, and that starts with me.
Now, in the spirit of Halloween, one of our graphic designers morphed a few of the players into monsters. So make sure you follow us on all of our social media accounts and check it out. Thanks for joining us on this Branch Report. I'm Ashley Rose.